Today's daf is Shabbos daf Peivav, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Peivav Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shai Yoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloim Esvega, Nachum ben Esther, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'el Bas Bela, Chizkiyo Shloim Ezizkin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, and Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana. Today's daf is also being learned to Eloi Nishmas Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Ezev ben Avram Yitzchok, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So the Perek is continuing in its digression, discussing not Hilcha Shabbos, but rather halachos that are learned out from Psukim, some of the Psukim in Tanakh. All of these Psukim are not real drushes. They're more in the realm of Afal Pisha Ein Raya Ledover. However, there is a Zecher Ledover. If you're keeping score, how did we begin down this road? Because the Mishnah, the end of the 8th Perek, was discussing the laws of Aitzah. How much of something you would have to carry in order to violate the Malach of Aitzah Medei Raisa, the second klal of Perek Klal Gadol. The Mishnah was discussing how large an earthenware shard would have to be in order for one to be chayiv. One of the shitas was Rameir. Rameir proved his shita from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya Perek Lamed. That began the digression. The Mishnah began the 9th Perek, Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, with another halacha that's learned down from Yeshaya, Perek Lamed. Minayin lavoy dezara shemetame b'masa kenida. From there we discussed another halacha that's learned out from Nach Perek Lamed, not Yeshaya Perek Lamed, but rather Mishle Perek Lamed. How do you know that a Sfina is Tahira? It's not Mekabel Toma. Derech Ani Abalev Yam. That too is learned out from a Pasuk. From there we went on to talk about a rather obscure halacha related to an Aruga, Hilchas Kalayim, that was learned out from another Pasuk in Nach. Again, Yeshaya, this time Perek Samach Aleph. Either way, now we're going to discuss more halachas that are learned out from Sukkim. The first one is learned out, ironically, from the Parsha of Matan Torah, and it's going to begin a four-daf discussion about halachas of Matan Torah, and it's Ma'od Matin to this time of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, even though it's technically after Shavuos, but Kiyadua, most people don't say Tachnu in these next few days, because on some level, it's at the very least, you may tashlumen of Shavuos. Either way, the topic of the dafin, the next four dafin, is going to be Shavuos. Says the Mishnah, how do you know that if a woman has shichva zera in her body from a man, and then it comes out that the halacha is that the shichva zera is tameh, as a result, she will be tameh, but that this is only up to 3 days. It's learned out from the psukim in Parshas Yisroi, the psukim leading up to Kabbalah Sator, Vayoymer Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the nation, you have to prepare yourself for the next 3 days. You have to make sure that when you stand at the foot of Har Sinai and you mekabel the Torah, you're going to be tar. As a result, al tikshu alisha. Make sure that you refrain from tashmish. You can't go near a woman. Why 3 days? Must be because any zera that would come out of the woman that was originally from the man during that 3 day period would make her tummy. After 3 days, she wouldn't be tummy anymore. So we have a makar to this halacha that a poileta shichva zera up until the 3rd day is still going to be tummy. How do you know that a child, the 3rd day after bris milah, is considered a choylo sheyesh by zakana? And as a result, we're allowed to do rechitza, we're allowed to violate even isure dairaisa for this child. Shenema, because the pasuk says, vayiba yoy mashlishi. We learn it out from the Anshei Shechem. When Shimon and Levi went and they avenged the honor of Dina and their family from Shechem. So what was their plot? They got the Anshei Shechem to do bris milah. And then on the 3rd day, they were weak. That's when they attacked. So you see that a person, Shlishi Lamila, is vulnerable. So from there we learn that a child that gets bris milah, Shlishi Lamila, has a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. As a result, and you do whatever else it is that you would need to do for this child. Incidentally, if you take a look at Rashi says, The af biyom gimel mesukenu. Rashi is very clear that it's not only on the third day that the child has a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but af biyom gimel mesukenu. Pasha, what Rashi means to say is that for sure the first day and the second day, the chiddush is even the third day. But the point is, the first 3 days, the child is going to have a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, and there are other rishonim that say a mefurish. However, not everyone agrees. The shita saramam is that it was only the third day, and this goes down as a very important machlokes rishonim when we say that a child b'shlishi l'mila has a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. Is it only on the third day, or is it like Rashi says in the Mishnah, af b'yom gimel misukin? A third halachim. How do you know that they used to tie a red thread on the head of the sara mishdaleach when they took it out into the midbar shenemar? Because the pasuk says, kashonim kasheleg yalbino. And Chazal saw in here a little bit of a remez that there was supposed to be something red that after the sins of the Jews were atoned, would turn white. And this was the Lashon Shel Zahiris. How do you know that in Halacha, anytime you're not allowed to drink something, you're also not allowed to smear it on your guf? That Sicha constitutes Shtiyah. Be a Kippur, for example. So we seem to be equating someone who drinks water, it's like Shemen going into his bones. Either way, the topic of today's is going to be the first of the four halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. That is minayin lepoileta shichva zera b'yom hashlishi shehitmeya shenema heyu nechoinim l'shloishes hayom. And just to review, shichva zera is tame, a balkeri is tame. The chiddush is that not only is a man that's moitzi shichva zera tame, but the halach is that an isha that would be poileta shichva zera of a man, she too would be tame. We'll see in the end of the daf that there are differences in halacha as it relates to when the shichva zera is tame if it comes from the man, and when the shichva zera is tame if it comes from the woman. But for now, all we need is the basic halacha that a woman after tashmish, if she would be poiletas, the shichva zera of the man, it would make her tame for up to 3 days. After 3 days, the assumption is that any shichva zera that comes out of her would not make her tummy anymore. But up to 3 days, the halach is, she would be tummy, says the Gemara. But as it relates to the Mishnah, Reisha, the like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Sefer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Reisha, the Mishnah would seem to be not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is very much like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, the Sefer of the Mishnah that's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the shita that holds marchitzen es hamila b'yoyim hashlishi shechalias b'shabes, that a child shlishi l'mila has a din of a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So the second line, which our Gemara is referring to as the seifa, is very much shita as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The reish, however, says the Gemara is the loiker Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah toiru shaman aleh, because as we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita is that if a woman would be peiletes shichva zera on the third day, she wouldn't be tameh, she would be tahar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the shichva zera that comes out of a woman is only able to be metamaher for the first 2 days, not the first 3 days. So if that's the case, there would seem to be a stira in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or is the Mishnah not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The reisha that says minay lo pilat shichva zera b'yom hashlishi shitmeya is the like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says tahir, as we're going to see in a moment. And the seifa is in the second case of the Mishnah that says that a child shlishi l'mila has a din of a chayla sheish by sakana is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what do we do with this contradiction? So the Gemara says like this: mandaloi moiki ketanoi, the manda amar who in shas doesn't like making one part of a Mishnah be like one Tana, and another part of a Mishnah be like another Tana. So Tana Reisha Toyer, he's going to have no choice but to tweak one little point in the Mishnah and say that the Mishnah that says Minay lepoleta shichva zera b'yom hashlishi shitmeya doesn't mean Tmeya, it's really Toyer. Why? Because you have to be consistent. We don't want the Mishnah to be partly like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and partly not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, either Reisha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a Yisha that's Pelet the shichva zera b'yom hashlishi is tahira. The Mishnah says tmeya. Okay, tana reisha tmeya. Below the kulik, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But the point is, the whole Mishnah could be like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Man, the making ketana, according to man, that has no problem in shas taking a Mishnah and slicing and dicing it and saying part of the Mishnah is like this Tana and the other part of the Mishnah is like that Tana. According to the Mandama that doesn't have an issue with that, so you don't have to make any edits in the Mishnah. You can keep it simple. Reisha Rabbanan v'seifa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let the Reisha be Rabbanan and let the Seifa be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Incidentally, Rashi says, who are these two Shitas in Shas? One Shita has no problem making part of a Mishnah be like one Tana, another part of a Mishnah like another Tana. The other Shita does have an issue with that. So Rashi sends you to Perek HaMafkid, Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, where over there says Rashi, there's a Machloikis in the Gemara, and it would seem that this would be the Binyanav for different places in Shas, where sometimes the Gemara will just say, yeah, let the Reisha be like one Tana, and the Sefer be like another Tana. And sometimes the Gemara has an issue with that. Apparently, Shabbos Peivav, Bava Metzia, Mem Aleph, that's the mafteach to understanding some sugyas as to why in some sugyas the Gemara has an issue with that and in other sugyas the Gemara does not have an issue with that. Either way, so we're again discussing the halacha that an isha that's poileta shichvazera. The Mishnah says that up until the third day, any shichvazera that comes out of the woman is still going to be tamim. Stating that, we saw that there's another shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that no, for 2 days the woman would be tamim, but on the third day already, she would be tahar. We also have a discussion in the Gemara. Is the Tanavar Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is the right girsa in our Mishnah Tahira, or is the Tana of our Mishnah not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And the right girsa of the Mishnah is the way we have it, which is Tameya. So on that note, the Gemara brings the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, Peileta Shechvazer, Yemeshlishi Tahira, Div Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a woman that's Peileta Shechvazer on the third day of Tashmish, Dalacha, she's going to be taught. Rabbi Shmuel, Emir Rabbi Shmuel says, Pa'amim Shehein Daladoinos. There are times that a woman is going to be Tame if she's Peileta Shechvazer. Four oinos, an oina of Meseches Nida fame, which is defined by a 12-hour period. So an oina in Hilchas Nida is considered 12 hours. Every day is made up of two oinos. There's Yom and there's Laila, and each one is made up of 12 hours. So it says Rabbi Shmuel, you want to know how long a woman would be tummy if she's Peileta Shechvazera. So sometimes it's going to be four complete oinos, emphasis on complete. Dalid oinois shalemois. Pam shein hey. Sometimes it's going to be five oinois. Pam shein vav oinois. Sometimes it's going to be six oinois. Rabbi Kiva says, l'oilam hey. It's always going to be five complete oinois. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's always 12 times five. It's always 60 hours. Not just that. Vim yotas amiktas oina rishoina. If she had the tashmish in middle of an oina, noisnaloi mitzas oina shishas. Then she's going to have to be mashlimit, meaning this amount of time where any shichvazera that comes out of her is going to be tame, is going to actually go into the sixth oina. Because the point is, it has to be five complete oinois, me eis le eis. It has to be a full 60 hours. So what exactly is the machlokes? So Rashi explains it. The point is like this. A woman that has tashmish and afterwards is poileta shichvazera, the halach is she becomes tamei. We have three shitos in the Tanan, that's this braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva, how long she is going to be tamei for. The way Rashi explains it, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, sometimes she's going to be tamei for two oinos, sometimes three oinos, sometimes four oinos. This is a dot complicated, but it's negei pashim shan in the Gemara. The point is like this. The point is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that for the first 2 days, any shichvazera that comes out of her body will make her tamei. On the third day, she's not going to be tamei anymore. The question is, how do you define 2 days? We have a rule in halacha, miktsas hayoyim kekulay. So for example, in Hilchas Avelos, Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay. There's many areas in halacha where a day is defined by 1 minute of a day is already considered a day. Says Rashi, a chiddush, that in this sugya of Peileta Shechvazera, the halacha is Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if she's tummy for 2 days, how do you define 2 days? It's a full day and a miktsas hayoyim. So Rashi's example is, what would be if the woman had tashmish on Thursday, right before Shkia? So it was 5 minutes before Shkia. That's a miktsas hayoyim. The Miktsas Hayoyim would now make it day one. Friday would be day two. Day three would be Friday night already, which is Shabbos. So it would come out then, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how long was she tamei? She was tamei for 2 days, but being that there's a Miktsas Hayoyim kekulay, again, not tamei, how long would her shichvazera, if she was peiletas, have an ability to be medama? It would be a day and a Miktsas Hayoyim and a few minutes. A day, in terms of oinos, is made up of two oinos, because each oin is really 12 hours. So says Rashi, the minimum, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is going to be two oinos shleimos. That's a little more than two oinos, because two oinos is 1 day. Really, it's 2 days of Toma. But it's two oinos shleimos. The other day is even a mashu, is even a miktsas hayoyim. In the event that she had the tashmish
the night before. She had the tashmish Wednesday night. So then it would come out that she would be tamei for three oinos. The Wednesday night, whatever it was, it starts the first day. But she has to have now till the end of that day, which would be Thursday of the day, which is an oino, and then Friday again, which is made up of two oinos. So it will come out that she was tamei for three oinos. If she had the tashmish Wednesday right in the beginning of the night, so then it would come out that she would be tamei the entire 24-hour period of from Wednesday night to Thursday night, and then again from Thursday night to Friday night. So Wednesday night is the first oino, Thursday day is the second oino, Thursday night is the third oino, Friday day is the fourth oino. By Friday night, she's going to be tired anymore because that's already going to be the third day. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said simply that she's going to be tamei if she's pelet to shich vazera for the first 2 days. She'll be tired if she's pelet to shich vazera on the third day. But if you want to talk in terms of oinos, says Rashi, it's going to be anywhere from two oinos to four oinos, depending on when exactly on the first day she had the tashmish. If the tashmish happened right before Shkia, it's going to be two oinos shleimos. If it happened right in the beginning of the day, right after Shkia, meaning Wednesday night, then it's going to end up being four oinos. But it's anywhere between two oinos and four oinos. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Now Rabbi Shmuel is very simple. Rabbi Shmuel holds it that this is the tan of our Mishnah, the way we have the Gersa, that a woman that's pelet to shich vazera on the third day is still tamei. Meaning she's not tamei for 2 days, tar on the third day. She would be tamei for the 3 days and then tar on the fourth day. So really, Rebbe Yishmol sheet is just one extra day, which means if you're talking in terms of oinos, it's how many more oinos? It's two more oinos. So whereas according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, we just went through the cheshbon, it's either two oinos, three oinos, or four oinos. According to Rebbe Yishmol, just add two oinos. It's either four oinos, five oinos, or six oinos, which is exactly what Rebbe Yishmol said. He said, Pam Shem Dalet oinos, Pam Shem Hein oinos, Pam Shem Vav oinos. It's the same methodology that we said according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. You just have to add one day. Rebbe Akiva's sheet is, there's no mixes on Yom Kippur. According to Rebbe Akiva, it's always five oinos. So much so that if the tashmish happened in the middle of the day, so now when you make up the 60 hours, the five oinos, it's going to end up going in to the 6 days, says the Gemara. So we have three shitas as far as the halacha of pelet shich vazera, when exactly the halacha is the shich vazera flips from being able to be metamer to her now being tar. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rapapa, Vadu the Rapapa the Rava, Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shita, the Makar to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Again, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold? That any shich vazera that comes out of the woman for 2 days makes her tamei. By the third day, she's already going to be tar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah subscribes to the idea of mixas hayon kakulay in this sugya. As a result, it's two oinos, three oinos, or four oinos. But the point is, for 2 days she's tamei, by the third day she's going to be tamei. So the Gemara says, I understand the makar to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He must have held like the Rabbanon, the Amri who held behei ovid prisha, that the Yidin had to separate from their wives on Thursday. Now the truth is, in order to properly understand these next few lines of Gemara, we'd have to learn tomorrow's daf. But we're going to learn tomorrow's daf tomorrow, Yes Hashem. So for now, we'll have to try our best. But the Gemara is going to say that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Kula Alma, everybody agrees, even though not everybody agrees, but the Gemara says that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The question is, what day during the week prior were the Yidden told, I'll teach you a lish, you have to separate from your wives? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to clearly hold like the Rabbanon, that behei ovid prisha was on Thursday they were told to separate. Oh, if they were told to separate on Thursday, why were they told to separate? Because we had to make sure that everyone is going to be tar when they come to the Kabbal Torah. So if they were told Thursday, and even Thursday before Shkia, sounds like that's also fine. Must be, because Thursday would be day one, even a mixa sayon kakuloi. Friday would be day two. Must be that if they would have been roya dam on Shabbos, they would have been tahar. Or not roya dam, roya shich vazera on Shabbos, they would have been tahar. Because if you're going to tell me that if the woman's pelet to shich vazera on Shabbos, she's going to be tamei, then you didn't fadin anything. Then you'd have to be makdim the prisha another day. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like the Rabbanon, then on Thursday, ready did the prisha. Rabbi Shmuel holds Rabbi Yosi down, but that was Rabbi Prisha. He must hold like Rabbi Yosi. They did the prisha ready enough. They did the prisha on Wednesday. Oh, why they do the prisha on Wednesday? Must because you need an extra day, because pelet shich vazera even on the third day is going to be tamei. So the Gemara says we understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shita. We understand Rabbi Shmuel shita. El Rabbi Akiva kema. But who's Rabbi Akiva hold like? Rabbi Akiva holds that it's 60 hours. It's five oinus me'es leis. Assuming the makar to pelet shich vazera when it's tamei, when it's tar, Tar is Maimir Harsinai, it's Matan Torah. So what exactly is the Shita? What's the source, Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Leidem Rabbi Yosef. Really, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosef. That when did the Yidden do the Prisha? They did the pre-show, they were told on Wednesday. But you know when Wednesday? Every single time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, during the week leading up to Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up by Hashkama, first thing in the morning. And not just that, he came back first thing in the morning as well. Hashkama, how do you know Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim? Hashkama, the pasuk says, Vayashke Moshe Baboiker, Vayalol Har Sinai. Clear. Vayashke Moshe Baboiker. Hashkama, Yor, and how do you know he came down? Hashkama, the chsid, Lech Reid, Valisa, Atta Vaharanimach. And we learn from there, Makash, you read a Laliya. Lech Reid, Valisa. We seem to be equating Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain and coming down from the mountain. Ma'aliya, Hashkama, just Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, Ma'aliya. The pasuk says Vayashke Moshe Baboiker. After you read the Bashkama, so to Moshe Rabbeinu came down Behashkama. The point is that being that Moshe Rabbeinu went up Behashkama and then came down Behashkama, and Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosi that on what day of the week did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Yidden Al Tikshu Elisha? Wednesday. So it wasn't just Wednesday. It was Wednesday first thing in the morning. It was Wednesday Behashkama. That means the Yidden were told already Wednesday morning, literally bright and early, Al Tikshu Elisha. So you have Oyna number one is Wednesday, and then you have Wednesday night, and then Thursday, and then you have Thursday night, and then Friday. And by Friday night, as we're going to see, they already went to the mikvah. So being that the whole issue was five oynos, that's how long they had to separate. That is the source to Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Rabbi Akiva holds that it must be any shechvas zera that the woman would have been poiletes during those five oynos would have been a problem. But after five oynos, it's not an issue anymore, says the Gemara. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell the Yidden in the morning, Al Tikshu Le'isha? In the morning? Rav Huna said, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein, Ve'im Mishamshim Yitayseim Bayoyim. Yisrael HaKedoshim, they're not Mishamish anyways during the day. So if there's no Tashmash during the day, why did Moshe Rabbeinu even have to tell the Yidden, Al Tikshu Le'isha? Now the truth is, this was before Matan Torah. But you see that even before Matan Torah, Yisrael Kedoshim Hein. So the question is, why did Moshe even have to tell the Yidden, Al Tikshu Le'isha during the day? He could have waited until later. There anyways was going to be no Tashmash during the day. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava said, I'm hoibed by his awful mutter. In a dark room, it is mutter. But Amar Rava, Tamir Rapapa, Tamil Chacham, Afa Batalisa, mutter. Not just that, a Tamil Chacham is sometimes allowed to do it as well. So being that there are instances where it's mutter, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them during the day. Frek the Gemara Akasha. Vatfule Yoim Ninu. In this cheshbon that we just made, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva, trying to determine up until what point is the halacha that an isha that's peileta shechva zera, the halacha is, she's going to be tamei. It was all based on one fact, and that is, we're trying to figure out at what point during the week leading up to Har Sinai were the Yidden told Al Tikshu El Isha. And then we're doing math. We're going from that point, trying to figure out how much time lapsed up until Friday night. Right? We're working backwards from Friday night. So, for example, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that the Yidden were told Atikshu Elisha on Thursday, anytime Thursday, not necessarily Bahashkama, even a Mikta Sayoyim of Thursday, could be right before Shkia. Oh, so must be an Isha's Pilate Sheikh Vazera for 2 days? With a minimum of two oynos and a maximum of four oynos, because incorporating the idea of mixayem kekulay. What's the methodology? It's because the Yidden were told Thursday Al Tikshu Elisha could be even right before Shkia. That would have also been okay. That's day one. Friday is day two, meaning Thursday night and Friday day. By Friday night, you have nothing to worry about anymore. Because how do you know by Friday I have nothing to worry about anymore? Because the assumption is that that's when they went to the mikveh. So if everybody went to the mikveh, they went to Teuvelzich on Friday night to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah, which was going to be Shabbos day. So if they went to Teuvelzich, it must be that at that point, any shechva zera that the woman would be pilates wouldn't be metamer. Why? It's just simple logic. Because if anything that would come out of the woman would be metamer, then why is she going to the mikveh Friday night? Maybe she's going to be Pilate Shechva Zera and you're going to have a problem all over again. So it's clear that they went to the mikveh Friday night. That's Muchach from Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph and Masechta Shabbos. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that if the women went to the mikveh on Friday night, we know that if somebody's Tomei and the person goes to the mikveh, they don't become Torah right away. Brach is Daf Beis. Mishasha Kayanim Nechnasin Lechol B'Trumasan. The halacha is that a kohen that was tamei and went to the mikvah wasn't allowed to eat truma right away. He had to wait until Zman Kriyishma. He had to wait until it became nighttime. Because the halacha is you need Herif Shemesh. You don't become tar immediately. You need the sun to set. That means if the women would go to the mikvah Friday night, they wouldn't be tar until when? Until Matzai Shabbos. Until Shkia Sachama Matzah Shabbos. If that's the case, they would remain tamei up until Shkia. Now, not a full-fledged Tumah. It's what we know in the vernacular of Tumah V'Taira as a Tevul Yom. A Tevul Yom is someone that was Tumah, went to the mikvah, but it's the day that he or she went to the mikvah, so she still has some remnant, some Shirayim of Tumah until the sun sets. But a Tevul Yom can't eat Kachim, for example. A Tevul Yom can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. A Tevul Yom is considered Tumah. So it sounds like the Yidden, when they were Mekabel the Torah, they were Tevul Yom, because they went to the mikvah Friday night. We're concerned that maybe she was Peleta Shechvazera sometime during the last few days. Okay, but now she can go to the mikvah. At this point, any Shechvazera that comes out is going to be okay. I understand any Shechvazera that comes out now is not going to be Matamer. But she may have had Shechvazera the day before. So now she went to the mikvah Friday night, but she's still a Tful Yoyim. So the Gemara's cash is, was the Torah given to Tful Yoyim? So the Gemara says, yeah. Abaye bar Ravin, Rab Chanina bar Avin, Ta Amri Travayu, Nitna Torah L'Tful Yoyim. The Yidden were Tfulei Yoyim when they received the Torah. Says the Gemara, one second. Yasim Reimar, V'kamal Allah Hashmait Mereimar, said over this Halach, Amalei Rabbeinu L'Mereimar. So Rabbeinu told Mereimar, Nitno Kamrit, Ay Ru'uya Kamrit. I understand that based on what the Yidden were told to do and not to do, it would have been okay for a Yid to be Tfulei Yoyim and be Mekabel the Torah. You would think that the Yidden, when they're standing at the foot of our Sinai, being Mekabel the Torah, they would have been in a place of Kedusha Yisera. Not necessarily. The Torah mapped it out, strategized it in a way where, at the very least, you will have gone to the mikvah. If you're a Tful Yoyim, you could be a Tful Yoyim. But Mirema wanted to know, Ravina wanted to know the rest of the story. He wanted to know, realistically, factually, were there any people that were Tful Yoyim, or maybe not? Amalei Ru'uya Kamina. No, they were only Ru'uyim. They could have, would have, should have been Tful Yoyim. But the fact is that they weren't Tful Yoyim. Now, how's that possible? How were they not Tful Yoyim? I thought if they went to the mikvah Friday night, what? So the assumption is that no woman was Pelet Shech Vazer the day before. So Rashi says that what happened was the women actually went to the mikvah Friday afternoon. That's what they did. As a result, they got the Herif Shemesh of Friday night. Had a woman been Pileta Shechvazera during that little bit of time on Friday, you're right, she would have had to gone to the mikvah again, which is fine because she could have and then been a Tful Yoyim. But the Metzius is that the Yidden, they tried and they hoped for the best. They didn't want to be Tful Yoyim. They didn't want to rely on this B'diyevet. They tried doing it in the Lekatchil way, and it happened to have worked out. So the Gemara says, Rabbeinu Meremer had this discussion that even though it's true, the Yidden could have been Tful Yoyim, but they weren't Tful Yoyim. Says the Gemara, another question. If the Yidden went to the mikvah, to the mikvah ready Friday night, they were ready tar, they had no problem with Pelet HaShechvazer, then why didn't they just get the Torah Friday night? Like, why did Hashem wait until the day to give them the Torah? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. It's Rabbi Yitzchak, again, going along with the theme of the Perek, quoted a Pasuk, that's not a Mefurish Raya, but a Pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Memches, where the Pasuk says, Kirvu Eilai Shimu Zois Loi Mei Roish Baseisa Dibarti. Hashem says, I didn't give the Torah Baseisa. Hashem wanted that the Torah should be given very much in a public fashion where everybody would notice. If you do it at night, it's sort of an undercover operation. It was dafka done leiba seiser. It was done very much before hesia, and it's for that reason that it was done during the day. Says the Gemara. Another question: Velitpalu betzafra de shabata velikablu toira betzafra de shabata. Being that the Yidden weren't going to be makabel the toira during the day, anyways, so why did they have to go to the mikveh at night? Why couldn't they go to the mikveh ready in the morning? Which, by the way, would have helped the Yidden because they would have gotten another oino, if you do the math, where they wouldn't have had to have been al tikshu alisha. Meaning, why'd they have to go to the mikveh Friday night? Why couldn't they just go to the mikveh Shabbos day? They anyways weren't receiving the Torah until Shabbos day. So, again, there were ramifications, real time, in terms of the fact that they went to the mikveh Friday. Why couldn't they just have gone Shabbos day? Because we didn't want that some Yidden would be going here, some Yidden would be going there. We wanted that Shabbos morning when the Yidden woke up to late to be Mekabel the Torah, everybody should be 100% on the same page, and all roads should be leading to Har Sinai. And there shouldn't be some women that now they have to go to the mikvah, this one's able to come. There was a certain achdus, ayin tosfos, but there was a certain achdus in everybody being on the same page to go ahead to be mekabel the Torah. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Akiva. and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah for that matter. Meaning up until now, we said three shitas in terms of a woman that's pelet to shichva zera, up until what point is she going to be tameh? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, either two oinas, three oinas, or four oinas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, add to four, five, or six oinas. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's always five oinas. Av Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a fourth shita. The Chachamim say sheish oinas shleimus beinon. It's always six oinas. What's the yisoid of the shita of the Chachamim? The yisoid of the shita of the Chachamim is the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yossi that the Gemara mentioned briefly on Daf Pei Vavim and Aleph, which is they were told al tikshu alisha. When were they told al tikshu alisha? Like Rabbi Akiva said, Bashkama Allah Bashkama Yard. So it was first thing in the morning Wednesday, not Mikta Sayyid. It was first thing in the morning, and he holds that they went to the mikveh first Shabbos day. Being that they were first Makabal the Torah Shabbos day, so they went to the mikveh Shabbos day. So it comes out, it's not five oinos from when they were told al tikshu alisha until they went to the mikveh. It's actually six oinos. So it's not 12 times five, which is 60, rather it's 12 times 6, which is 72 hours. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Machloikis, Rav Chizda, Isha, this Machloikis, about Ish, of Pilat, the Shich Vazera, how long is the Shich Vazera Matame? That's only if the Shich Vazera came out of the woman. Avu Pishman Ish, if it came out of the man, Tamei, Kozvan, Shi, Leicha. It's a different Shulchan Aruch. Then the Halacha is that it's Tame as long as it's moist. Once it gets dry, then it's not Tame anymore. So when it comes to the woman, it's a question of time. Two, three, four. But when it comes to the man, it has nothing to do with time, how much time lapsed from the tashmish, but rather is it moist or is it dry? We learn from there that once the shich vazera srucha, the halacha is it's not mitama. Now this line is really the svara; it's the time of the kra for everything that we just learned. Meaning we're learning a halacha that a woman that's pelat to shich vazera. At what point do we say the shich vazera is not mitama anymore? What's the makar? Kabbalah Satayra, a bunch of shitas, depending on exactly how that week leading up to Kabbalah Satayra played out in the micro details. But what's the svara behind it? There is a svara behind it. There's a time in the Krah. The time in the Krah is that as long as the Zera has an ability to bear a child, it's metamo. Once it's masriach, once it goes bad, at that point it's not metamo anymore. Either way, we have a braisa, where the braisa says, shich vazera, that srucha is not metamo. So the Gemara says, my lav shepirshim in ish, doesn't sound like even if it's pirshim in ish, which would then suggest that it has nothing to do with lach or yavish, but rather it should be similar to the way it is by a woman. The Gemara says, lach shepirshim in ish, is talking about where is pirshim in ish. Shich vazera shal yisrael b'mei kutis ma'o. So, of course, the halacha that we learned, that an ish that's pelet to shich vazera is talking about a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. So the Shich Vazera came from a Yid, and it entered the Rechem of a Yid. What would be, says the Gemara, if you have a man who is Bayal Okutas, a non-Jewish woman? Obviously, it was wrong. It was done by Iser, but that's what happened. And now the Shich Vazera came out. It was Niflat from this non-Jewish woman. How long is it metame? Is it the same halachas that we just said? Or being that this is a non-Jewish woman, it's going to be different. What's the question? Why would you think a non-Jewish woman is different? So the Gemara says, do you say Yisrael did the igi b'mitzvahs chavu b'fkayu? Maybe a Yid that's always anxious. Jews are anxious. Why? Because they have to keep 613 mitzvahs. So maybe because of that, it does something to the biology, the mitzius of the woman, and it causes the shich vazera to be masriach, per the different shittas that the Gemara mentioned, but Akum Deloyge Igim Mitzvahs, but a non-Jew that lives with the motto of drink and be merry, Beshviris Libi Eilech, he has no daiga, he's not as anxious. Aloy, maybe it's a different cheer. Maybe the Zera is still Matami even later than 3 days. Maybe it doesn't go bad per the shittas that we mentioned. I don't know. Maybe no. Maybe it's true. The Akum, they don't have the daiga of mitzvahs to be masriach the zera. But kibin the achnish gatzim v'ramasim. Be that they do each gatzim v'ramasim chavu gufayu. Maybe that's a reason for it to be chavu. Tim Suleiman says they're kibin the achnish gatzim v'ramasim chavu gufayu. If you'll tell me, yeah. Being that Akum each gatzim v'ramasim. So at the end of the day, their body ends up in the same place that the body of the Jewish woman ends up, which is after it's 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, all the different shittas that we just said. What would be b'mei behema? What would be if a man shich vazera was in a behema, and now the behema was poilet the shich vazera? At what point would we say that the shich vazera is still tami? Isha disle proizder, a woman that has a proizder, which is a mashal for oisay makoyim in the woman mishnah mesachtes nida mashal chachamim when it comes to a woman. So being that she has the proizder masrachas, therefore you have the mitzios that we discussed. Avu behema the lesle proizder loy. payment that doesn't have the price there, so maybe it's not masriach even for a later period of time. Or maybe there's no difference. Says the Gemara take. Now, one thing that we're not going to talk about now, but right just before the exhale, and that is that you see from the Gemara, there's a difference biologically between Yidin and Einu Yehudim. And the Gemara thinks that maybe this should play itself out in this halacha, the halacha of the Mishnah, that a isha that's peileta shichva zera, but yeh mashlishi, tmei or not, maybe it would play itself out as a nafgamina. There's another Gemara in Shas where the Gemara makes a similar tliya, and that is in Avodah Zarah daf lamed aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the sakana for someone to drink or eat any liquid that was left not covered overnight, what's known as mashkin megulim. The Gemara says it's very, very dangerous. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, if that's the case, how come the non-Jews who are not makbid on megulim, how come nothing ever happens to them? And the Gemara gives this reason. The Gemara says, because kiven the achli shkatsim v'ramasim chavu gufay. So Tosfos and Shas actually asks a steer between the two Gemaras. But forget about Tosfos' kasha. One thing is clear. You have two Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara seem to suggest that even though from a pure anatomy and physiological standpoint, there is no difference between a Yid and an Eini Yehudi. The difference is more on the neshama level. But the Gemara argued that being that our way of life is different, it can manifest itself from a medical standpoint in there being differences. Mashke Megulim could be a sakana for a Yid, it won't be a sakana for a non-Jew. But let the Shichva Zera, in terms of when does Shichva Zera is masriach for a Yid and a non-Jew, might be differences that might be different as well. The Chassam Sofer, in his Pirish, on Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, he says that because of this Gemara, and it's a Gemara in two places, he says, Miyamai Temesi, it was always a very big Chiddush to me. He says, when we rely on medication, it works, it doesn't work, we're obviously relying on clinical trials that were conducted by different pharmaceutical companies. Who are the subjects of those clinical trials? For the most part, non-Jews. If there's a difference between the metzius, the body of a Yid and a non-Yid, they each got some v'remasim, we're de'igi b'mitzvahs. He says, how can we rely on the clinical trials? Just because it works for him doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And when we say we rely on it, we don't just take it because we're Michal Shabbos bin Yonei Refuah, all based on what we're being told by doctors works. How do the doctors know it works? Based on the trials that they conducted, which were for the most part on people that each got for a Muslim. So if they did trials on people that each got for a Muslim, how do you know it's going to work for you that doesn't each got for a Muslim? So he says, Miyamai Tenesi. It was always a Chiddush to me. And at the end, he says he doesn't have a really good answer. He says, the only thing I could say is, Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Now we have to try our best. And this is the best we could try. Maybe it's not 100%. But says the Chassam Sofer, there is an idea of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. And based on that, this is what the Chassam Sofer says. Either way. So we had a daf Gemara that's technical in nature. We had four shitas. Rabbi Lozman Azariah, we had Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yechanan introduced another shita, the shita of the Chachamim. But the point is a halacha that's learned out from the fact that the Yidden were told that before Har Sinai, Al Tikshu Alisha. What do we learn from there? Allah in Tumah V'Tahira. How long is it that the Shikva Zera that comes out of a woman will have an ability to be Matana? It's interesting. There are many other halachas that are also learned out from this idea. This idea of Al Tikshu Alisha. The Gemara, Masechtes Brachos, Daf Chaf, discusses the halacha of Tfilas Ezra. The Mishnah says, Balkeri Maharer Beliboy, Ve'ena Mevarech, Loi Lefaneh, Ve'loi Lacharel. A Balkeri, Me'ikra Din, is not allowed to learn Torah. Balkeri is not allowed to say Krishma, he's not allowed to daven. Ezra HaSoifer was misakin that any Balkeri, even if the Tashmish was done, Behet, there has nothing to do with Isser. But the reality is that Balkeri is Tameh, because he's Tameh, so in his state of Tumah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. You have to go to a mikvah. There are people that are Nizer in this, and it's known as Tfilas Ezra, because Ezra was the one, the Gemara says, in Masechtes Bava Kama, that was misakin this idea that a Balkeri is going to be Tameh. Now, even though this tefillah is known as Tefillas Ezra, and again, based on a Mefurish Gemara in the end of Perek Meruv and Masechtes Bava Kama that says that Ezra made a takana that a Balkeri should have to go to the mikvah, but the Gemara brings a pasuk to it. The Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, minayin the Balkeri sh'asa b'divrei Torah? How do you know that a Balkeri is asa b'divrei Torah? She'nema v'idatam levanecha v'levnei v'necha." And then it says, "Yoyma Hashem madat alufnei Hashem alikecha b'choyrev." We compare learning Torah today to the way the Yidden learned Torah when they were mekabel the Torah. And ma'ala halam bali keren asurin. Just like over there, a balkeri wasn't allowed to be mekabel the Torah. Afkan bali kriyan asurin. So to now, a balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. The Yidden were told al tikshu alisha. They had to make sure that they weren't going to be tummy. Which tumma did the Torah emphasize? You better be extra careful before you mekabel the Torah. Tumas keri, the man wasn't allowed to go near a woman. Al tikshu alisha. Not just that, we had to give enough time for the woman in case she's Poyleta Shechvazera, she now might be Tommy Tomaskari for her to be able to go to the mikveh, not to have to worry about it. The theme of today's daf. So from here, said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have a makar to what we know as Tfilas Ezra. Now Tosfos asks the kasha, is it Tfilas Ezra or is it a pasuk? So Tosfos says, you have to say the pasuk's only an asmachta b'alma. Tosfos above a kama pe'alaf on the base. But the point is, another halacha that's learned out from Altikshu Alisha, and that is Tfilas Ezra. Everyone's familiar with Tfilas Ezra. This is where it comes from. It was a takana that Ezra made, but it's really based on a Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There was an asmachta from a parasha in the Torah. Which parasha? Our parasha right here. The daf that we just learned. This idea of Altikshu Alisha. Another halacha that's learned out from this parasha is another very important klal that the poskim work with literally throughout Shas. And that is, what's the halacha if a bezdin makes a takana? Can a later bezdin go and revoke something that a previous bezdin made? Let's say we have so many takanas throughout the Gemara. What would be if a bezdin today would decide that, you know what, I understand, you know, 2,000 years ago, there was a bezdin that felt that something was important. Now we want to go ahead and we want to be oiker it. So there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of when a later bezdin is allowed to be oiker, when a later bezdin is not allowed to be oiker. One of the rules is kol dover shebeminyan, sarich minyan achar lahatiroi. Anytime a group of Talmidei Chachamim, think of a Sanhedrin, got together, and they voted, emphasis on voted, Dabashab Minyan, Nimnu Vagamru. So they voted and they decide this should be the halacha. So the halacha is that even if they voted because of a particular reason, the halacha is, and that reason is no longer applicable, N.A., it doesn't matter. The halacha is still in effect, unless another Bezdin would come, vote again, it would be another Dover Sheb Minyan, and they would undo what the previous Bezdin did. So, kol Dover Sheb Minyan, tzarech minyan achar lehatiroi. Anytime a halacha was instituted as a rule, based on a vote, even if it was done based on a reason, and the reason is no longer applicable, it doesn't matter. Tzarech minyan achal atira, you would need another minyan to undo it. And the Gemara says, what's the makar to this? Amar Rabbi Yosef, mina aminala, how do I know? It's a very important rule in halacha. How do I know this, tichsiv? Because the pasuk says that after Maimed Har Sinai, and this is not in Parshas Yisroi, this is Parshas Vaschana. So Maimed Har Sinai is mentioned a few places in the Torah. It's a Parshas Yisroi. The rest of the story is in Parshas Mishpatim, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. And then, of course, in Parshas Vaschana, the Mishnah Torah, when the Aseres HaDibros are mentioned, some Tzveitin Mo. So this is in Parshas Vaschana. Hashem tells him, Lechem mor lehem shuvu lochem lo yalechem. Meaning, Hashem told the Yidden, I'll teach you Elisha. Why I'll teach you Elisha? You have to be tar. You can't be a Balkari when you're Makabal the Torah, Tfilas Ezra. You have to make sure you're going to be tar. You just pilat the Shechvazer. You need to give yourself the proper amount of time. And then right after Maimed Har Sinai, Lech Emor Lohem, go tell the Yidden, Shuvu Lohem Loyalechem. You can go back to your wives. Why Hashem have to tell the Yidden, Shuvu Lohem Loyalechem? This is a Gemara. Beyadav Heyam Arav. Why does Hashem have to say, Shuvu Lohem Loyalechem? You know why? Because had Hashem not said, Shuvu Lohem Loyalechem, had he not said it, it would have been Aser. You know why? Because Hashem said, I'll take Sholisha. What do you mean Hashem said, I'll take Sholisha? He said, I'll take Sholisha for a reason. It was because the Yidden had to make sure they're going to be tar when they're Mekabel the Torah. What does I'll take Sholisha have to do with after Maimon Har Sinai? They needed a heter to go back to their wives? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, you know what you see from here, that kol dover shebe minyan, tzarech minyan achal atiroi, that being that there was a dover shebe minyan, so to speak, that al tikshu alisha, and even though it was for a reason, what was the reason? They have to be makabal the Torah, and the reason is no, it expired the reason, they were makabal the Torah already. So why would you think at this point there should still be aloch of al tikshu alisha? Terry says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the reason's not negay anymore, because kol dover shebe minyan, tzarech, and that's why they had to be told. Shuvu lechem lo yalech. It's the third thing that we learn from this parasha. A third thing. Number one, our Mishnah minay lepelet shichvazera. Number two, Tfilas Ezra is learned out from this parasha. And number, he's a huge halachas. Kol davar shebe minyan, tzarech minyan achal atiroi. There's the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis Dav Zayin Amud Beis discusses the halacha that an arusa, If a man and a woman have kedushin, but they don't have nisuin, there's an iser bia. And it's the Rishonim struggled. There's a Rashba and a Ravid, and the Rishonim struggled to find what's the source to this halacha. How do you know that asa lanu asa arusois vehitir lanu as hanasuhois? What's the makar to asa lanu asa arusois? Where do you know that? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Where does it say in the Torah? It says kiicha cheshisha ubala. What does kicha mean? Kicha kicha is kasef shtarabio. So based on that, you would think kedushin would be enough. And the Rishonim struggle. It's a Rashba and a Ravid. The Rishonim talk about what's the makar that if a husband and a wife are married, but they're married be'erusin, harei mikudesh libetabaz zukedas moishav yisrael. Kesef, shtar, bia. But they didn't have chuppah yet. They didn't have nisuin. What's the makar to hit the, to osar lanu asa arusos? And only afterwards, hit the lanu asa nisuin. Said chsam soifer, this is tucked away. It's in the chdushay chsam soifer, mesechtes ksubis, davzayin amabes. Listen to what he says. Nirali, kisha omar besinai al tikshu alisha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said al har sinai, al tikshu alisha, nesru b'chol anashim shabayil. All the women in the world became osar. So much so that now the Yidden needed a minyan achal atira. That's the Gemara in Beya, that we just mentioned. Ukisha'ama, what was the minyan achal atira? Shuvu lochem lo'oyalechem. Go back to your tents. You can go back now to your wives that you're living with. Oh, hitter hanesuois ayudei chuppa v'kedushim shehein nikru ahalechem. But v'inach nishru b'isurin arishin. Everybody else remained aser. So Chassam Soifer says a dover niflis, divrei nevius. He says, you want to know the makar to asalanu asa arusois that you hear at every chuppa? What's the makar to asalanu asa arusois? The hitter lanu only is hanesuois. Everyone struggles. The Rishonim, they don't understand. What's the makar? There's no makar to this in the Torah. It's an Issa Deiraisa. What's the makar? Says the Chassam Soifer. It's Al Tikshu Alisha. That's the makar. Al Tikshu Alisha. What was the heter? It was Tzorich Minyan Achal Atiroi. So Shuvah Lochem Lo Yolechem, that is a heter. What does Oyolechem mean? Chuppah V'Kedushin. But now there's going to be a new Issa Deiraisa called Al Tikshu Alisha, says the Chassam Soifer. For any other one. So that's the fourth halacha that we learn from this sugya. So you have Minayin Lepeleta Shechvazer Eshit Meya. You have Tfilas Ezra. Kol davashem and minyan tzorich minyan achal atir, even if it's batal atam, balei batal atakana, dvarim atikin. And now you have a chsam soifer. With a chsam soifer, says Allah. I'll tell you one other thing that's learned out from this, from here as well. And that is a classic meshachachma. The meshachachma is in Parshas Vayeschanan. And the meshachachma quotes the third chsam soifer of the day. And that is, he brings from the chsam soifer also Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. That the chsam soifer writes that niskashe kol yomach. I'll read to you the lashon of the chsam soifer. He says, Yogati harbe v'loy matzasi. The Chassam Soifer says that even though Yogati v'loy matzasi al tamen, but he says, take my word for it. Yogati harbe v'loy matzasi. I've been grappling with this for a very long time and I can't find the makar. How Chazal knew that Gershen is Gayer is Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. Had Chazal know that Gershon is Gaya is Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. So he says, Yagati Harbe, Veloy Matsasi, I couldn't find a Makar. Says the Rameh Simcha Meshachachma, I have a Makar. He says, Chassam Soifer couldn't find it. I'll tell you, Daiti Pashit, I have a very simple Makar. You know where he learned it out from? This parasha. Right after Maimon Har Sinai, what did Hashem tell the Yidden? Shuvu Lachem La'oyalechem. You can go back now, you're allowed to be with your wives now. Straight to, I don't understand how that was possible. There were a lot of Yidden that before they were Mekabel the Torah, they were married to Arayas. So if they were married to Arayas, so based on that, they couldn't go back to their wives. Shuvu lechem lo yalechem sounds like everybody. Every single Yid was allowed to go back to live with their wives. What if somebody was married to an Erva that was mutter for Ben Noyach, but is also now? And he says, you want an example? Amram Yoichiach. Shegadol hador hoya v'nasa daydasa. He was married to his aunt. You can't marry your aunt. And he was married to his aunt. Why? Because it was before Mantai. So how is Amram allowed to be shuvu lechem lo yalechem? Meaning, the point is, all these people, before Matan Torah, they were married to Arayas. Now, after Matan Torah, Shuvah Lechem Lo Yalechem, he says, you know what the answer must be? Because Gershon is Gayer, is Kikon Shanei Ladami. So you're a new person. If you're a new person, it's not going to be a problem anymore. So says Rameh Simcha, that the Chassam Soifer said, Yogati Harbe V'loi Matzasi Minolei Hod Amir Rabbanon, Gershon is Gayer, Kikon Shanei Ladami. He says, I think we learned it from this pasuk. It's learned out from this pasuk. Incidentally, Rameh Simcha asks in that piece, what if the women were nidos? How were they allowed to go? What if a woman was a nida? How can you say shuvu lechem lo aleichem? What if she was a nida? So he says that the Gemara, the pasuk says by Maimed Har Sinai vayecharad ha'am. The am, they were very, very afraid. The Gemara says in nida daftes that charada is misalek es damim. That if a woman gets scared, it causes her to lose her dam. Ramei Ashita. So he says vayecharad ha'am, charada is misalek es damim. So it was no problem of nida. But forget about nida. Says Ramei Simcha, what happened to Arayas? What happened to Kurva? Oh, must be this is a source to Gershon Eskari Kukat and Shonoi Lodami. So again, we have five halachas that are learned out from this parashat. Again, Altikshu Elisha is leading up to Maimed Har Sinai. Five sugyas are negeya. Number one, our sugya. An isha that's peleta shechvazera after a certain point that's not metamer anymore. The question is how long? Based on big machlokes tanam, how to understand the psukim. The halach of tefilas Ezra, even though it's not the Makar was a Takonas Ezra, but there's an Asmachta from the fact that Altikshu Elisha, the Yidden, were not allowed to be Balikari when they were Makabal the Torah. From there, we learned that a Balikari is not supposed to learn Torah. Be'er Davhei, called Davashabim Minyan, even if it's Batal Atam, Tzarech Minyan Achel Atiro, it's like Batal HaGzeiro. The Chsam Soifer in Ksubas Davzayin Amibes, where the Chsam Soifer says that for Asa Lanu Asa Arusois, and only Hitta Lanu Asa Nesuyois, what's the Makar? Altikshu Elisha required a Minyan Achel Atiro? So to the extent that it was included in Shuvah Lechem Lo Yalechem, there's a heter. But in Arus is not Oy Halechem. Oy Halechem is Al Yidei Chuppah V'Kedushin, says the Chassam Sofer. If that's the case, that's the Makar to Asalanos Arusos. And then the Meshach Chachmer Meis Simcha that says that where the Chassam Sofer wasn't sure, he couldn't find the Makar. Yogati Harbei V'Loy Matzasi. Chassam Sofer found the Makar in this Parsha to the fact that the Asalanos Arusos says, Rameh Simcha, this is easy. I have a L'dayti Pasha. He doesn't bring the Chassam Sofer, but he says L'dayti Pasha, there's a Makar over here to the idea of Gershon Eskayer Kekon Shonoyel Dami. That's all, however, as it relates on a halachic standpoint. But just to end with a Dvar Agada as relates to Shavuos, Zman Matan Tayraseinu, and again something that's learned from these parashiyos. So five halachos and one major Hashkofas Achayim, one major Dvar Agada, and again from the Heligich Sam Sofer. So the Psukim, and we're going to get into this parasha in great detail in tomorrow's daf, but this is leading up, this was the Kriyas HaTorah of the first day of Shavuos. B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisroel Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'yom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. So this was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, on Rosh Chodesh literally. So the Yidden arrived at Har Sinai. And the Pasuk says that on the next day, again, great detail in tomorrow's daf, the next day Moshe Rabbeinu was all Elohim. He goes up on top of Har Sinai, and Hashem called out from the Har, and he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I have a shlichus that will change the course of history. I need you to go down to the Yidden and tell them the following. Kois soima lebeis Yaakov, v'saged lebnei Yisrael. Atem re'isem, is asher osisi lemitzrayim. You saw everything that I did to the Egyptians. V'eso eschem al kanfei nisharim. I rescued you from Egypt on the wings of eagles. V'avi eschem eloi, and I brought you to me. V'ato now, im shemaya tishmu b'koili, if you're going to listen to what I have to say, u'shmartem es brisi, v'yisem li segulim yikol amim, you're going to be a chosen nation. Ki li kol aretz, the land belongs to me. V'atem tiuli, and you're going to be a mamleches koyanim. V'goy kodosh, malchus kohuna, you're going to have kedusha. Eila hadvarim, these are the words Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael. Rashi, in the beginning of this parsha, famously says, Hashem tells Moshe, Koy soymar lebeis Yaakov, v'sagu lebnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, soymar is a lashon raka. Wherever you find the word amira, it's talk softly. Hagada, sagid, is lashon kasha, kashin kigidin. It's always, you should be tough. Beis Yaakov are the women. Says Rashi, Hashem told Moshe that when you talk to the women, toimar lehem b'loshen raka. But when you talk to the men, it should be v'sagid l'bnei Yisrael. You should tell them dvarim akoshen kegidin. V'etich sam soifer, this is in a drasha. He says, I don't understand. The narrative that Hashem told Moshe to tell the men and the women was exactly the same. He gave him a nusach. Atem re'isem asher shal sisi lemitzrayim, v'esha eschem an kanfei nishar, v'avi eschem elai. V'atem shumay atishmo b'koili, v'isem segudim mikol ha'amim, v'atem tiyulim amleches koyin v'goy kodesh. And at the end of the parasha, it says, Eila hadvarim asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. You know what Rashi says? Eila hadvarim loy poches v'lo yoyser. No commentary. You should say exactly what I told you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to say exactly what Hashem told him. So what does it mean? This is a Lashon Raka. This is a Lashon Kasha. This is what it is. It's one message. The message is what it is. I mean, you like it or you don't like it. This was the message. So Lechur, if this was the message, what does it mean that it can be either B'Lashon Raka or it could be B'Lashon Kasha? Says the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Niflo. He says that it's pasha to him that when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, he said there were Yidden that weren't holding on such a high madrega, for sure. But there were Yidden that were holding on a very high madrega. Not just that, the Yidden had just witnessed the Makis. They just saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They just merited, like the Pasuk says, they were flying, literally and figuratively. They were on the highest level that you can possibly be. He says, it's Pashit that there were Yidden there, that what they wanted to hear was that you're going to be able to ride off into the sunset now. That you're going to be Mekabel the Torah, you're going to be Mestabik by Kodesh Baruch Hu on such a level that you're never going to have to think about anything earthly anymore. You're not going to have to worry about Parnassa. You're not going to think about food. You're not going to have a Yetzirah. You're not going to think about Taivis. You're not going to have any Nisyoinis. Life is going to be great. You'll climb a mountain somewhere. You'll leave some sort of, you'll lead a life that's completely removed from Olam Hazeh, and you'll be able to fly. That's what Yidden wanted to hear. Yesh v'yesh, says the Chassam Sofer. Said the Chassam Sofer, what did Hashem tell Moshe? This is the message. This is what I want you to tell them. I want you to tell them, Atem re'isem, Ishasha Sisi l'Mitzrayim. You saw everything that happened in Mitzrayim. Vo'esha eschem al kanfei nesharim, vo'avi eschem elai. And you're flying now. However, this is the message. This is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to mean to be Mekabel the Torah. Va'ato, im shamay atishmu b'koili, ushmartim es brisi. You know what's going to happen? You're going to remain a nation. You're going to have to live on this world. That's what's going to be. But you're going to be a chosen nation. V'yisem li segula b'koili. You're going to be an Am. There's the Ishmaelim, and there's the Edomim, and then there's the Bavliim, and then there's the Yevonim, and then there's the Yisraelim. You're going to be another nation. Now, you're the Segula Mikol Amim. There's nothing to talk about. But at the end of the day, Kili Kol Aretz. David says, this is my land, and on the Aretz, I want my Shechina there, and I have to make sure I have a chosen nation. Because you have a very important role. The fact that you're chosen doesn't just mean that you're special. What it means is, Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. Now, if you're familiar with some of the drashas of the Chassam Sofer, what does it mean that you're a mamleches koyan in v'goy kodesh? What was the job of the koyan? Sheva Levi was yoyrim mishpatecha liyakov v'soyroscha liyisrael. Aharon ha-koyan was oyev shalom v'roidev shalom, oyev ha-sabriyos u'mekarvan l'toyroh. The job of the Levium always was to make the world around them a better place. Within the Jewish nation, we have a group of koyanim whose job is yoyrim mishpatecha liyakov v'soyroscha liyisrael. But amongst the nation, every yid is a member of the koyanim, because the yid are meant to be a light unto the nation. Our job is to contribute disproportionately. Our job is to make sure that we're madrich and we take the principles that Eibishter taught us and we act ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. We're a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. This message that Hashem told Moshe to give over to the yid, the first message they heard. You want to know what it's going to mean to be mekabel the Torah? What it's going to mean is you're going to live in this world and you're going to have to deal with things that people on this world have to deal with. Kili kol aretz. This is what I want. This is my land. I know chab shamayim, but chab aretz oichet. And I want the aretz. And I want to make sure that the aretz is functioning in a proper way. And what I need is a nation that's going to be a light onto the rest of the nations. And that's your job. You're the yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, va'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Yidden heard this message. And there were different people that took this differently. He said there were the Beis Yaakov. That's a muscle. It's a metaphor. For the people that weren't holding on the highest madrega, for them, this was Lashon Raka. This is the music to their ears. This is exactly what they wanted to hear. They weren't interested in riding off into the sunset and start living some ascetic life, completely removed from Olam Hazeh. Roitza Isha Bekav V'Tiflu, says the Chassam Sofer. V'noyach Lehem Azar Rezu. This was exactly what they wanted to hear. But says the Chassam Sofer, but there were other people. And for them, this was Lashon Kasha Kegidus, not what they wanted to hear. You know what they wanted to hear? They wanted to hear, you'll be able to sit and be mizboided, says the Chassam Sofer. Kichanoi. Like Chanoich, and become a Malach like Chanoich did the Malach Matat. But says the Chassam Sofer, Hashem was telling the Yidden right at the beginning, this is the first message they got about Kabbalah Satorah. You know what it means to be a Yid? It means to live in Olam Hazeh. This is what it means, but at the same time to elevate Olam Hazeh, and to go ahead and to be mashpia on your brethren, on other Yidden that need chizik, to be mashpia on the other nations, to be a light onto the nations. This was the message. This was the message that Hashem told the Yidden. So for some people, says the Chassam Sofer, for some people, this was It was beautiful. This is what they wanted to hear. But there were other people, for the Bnei Yisrael, the people that were on the highest level, this was Kasha Kigidin. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's the first thing Hashem tells the Yidin after Maimon Har Sinai? And if you think about it, it's very hard to understand. Al Tikshu Alisha, that's such a big deal leading up to Maimon Har Sinai. It's today's daf. We mentioned 5 halachas, at least, that are learned out from Al Tikshu Alisha. So what happens right afterwards? The Yidin get to Torah. Right after Kabbalah Satoira, what's the first thing the Yidden were told? Lech emor lehem, go tell them, shuvu lachem lo yalechem. It's time for you to go back. Go back to your wives. The first thing they were told was shuvu lachem lo yalechem, says the Chasam Sofer, I'm quoting, v'zeu k'moy mitzvah saseh. This was like a mitzvah saseh. Shenem relem achem matan toira, shuvu lachem lo yalechem, pirish tenagu b'min hoge yo'olam hazeh. That was the mitzvah saseh. Shuvu lechem lo yalechem was the first thing they were told. They said, don't go to a mountain, don't run away. Tfakert. Shuvu lechem lo yalechem. But your job is to elevate your oil. Your job is to elevate your family, the people around you, and try to be mashpi as much as you can. And even though, says the Chasam Sofer, it meant it would come with a very expensive invoice that you would not be able to accomplish what it is that you wanted to accomplish, but it doesn't matter. This is something that you have to do. And the truth is, this theme is something we've spoken about many times, and it's something that permeates, perhaps more than any other idea, the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. And I always had this hergish that you see this idea again. I put stickers every time I find it, but it's again and again and again and again. I mean, you see it so many times, different colors. It's over and over again in the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. But I'll just tell you two interesting things. The Chasam Sofer's two big sons, the Ksav Sofer and Reb Shimon Sofer. This is what they said about their father. So from the Reb Shimon Sofer first. Reb Shimon, the Chasam Sofer never printed any of his farm during his lifetime. As much as the Chasam Sofer wrote, but he never printed his farim during his lifetime. After the Chasam Sofer's Petirus, the family got together and they started putting out his farim. The first thing that was printed was Shailos Hatshuvos Chasam Sofer on Yerideya. And as a hakdama to the first sefer that would ever be printed from the Chasam Sofer, so Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chasam Sofer's son, Reb Shimon Sofer, not the Ksav Sofer, not the Baal Sofer's Tshuva, but the Chasam Sofer's son, Reb Shimon Sofer, so he wrote an introduction called Petuchei Chosam, which he said that's a hakdama to the Chasam Sofer. So he said, never wrote a hakdama because he never wrote a sefer. So I'm going to give you now the introduction. And the whole theme of the Petuchei Chosam is this idea, Chanoich and Avram, and the Haftal Riach HaKamoich HaZeh, Klal Godel BaTorah, different raid that we spoke about recently and certainly a lot of raid that we've spoken about over the years. And at the end, he says like this. He says, Shamati mi piva kodesh. I heard once from the Chasam Sofer, Miyoy mashahoche lumoy dema talmidim. From the time that he started learning with his talmidim, loy over olav yoyim b'shono, shloy lo mat toyer b'rabim. There wasn't one day that he didn't teach toyer b'rabim. Chutz mi tishabav. Gam b'lel yom kippur, even on yom kippur, his asfu elav adarim. People would gather around the v'limayt oisim save their avoidus yom kippur, but they samikta sheyibana b'mher b'yamein. Imagine, Chasam Sofer is giving shir, Yom Kippur, after Kol Nidre, and after everyone gathers around the Chasam Sofer, he says, I'm going to teach you about the, it's not that long ago, about the Seyda Avodim Yom Kippur. He says, Eila Eskara Ve'eshpecha Alay Nafshi, Ki Hayu Gufay HaKadosh Meduka B'Yisurim. Shimon Sofer says, I remember my father, he was so sick. He was Meduka B'Yisurim Koshim. This was in the year 1831. It was a big magefa in Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph. He was literally on his deathbed. He called his talmidim. And he told them, Chidushei Torah, l'man lo yaver olav yoyim, so there shouldn't be one day that passes. Because he wanted to make sure that he was teaching Torah Barabim. He didn't want one day to pass without him teaching Torah Barabim. Chasam Sofer didn't miss a day. Chasam Sofer was so great. All the Sfarim that he wrote and all the Kedusha and all the, but he felt that his job was Yoyru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayroscha LeYisrael, and that took precedence over everything else. He wanted to be an Avram Avinu, not a Chanoich. He wanted to make sure that he was making the people around him better, not just making himself as great as he possibly could. And it was with the utmost, the theme of the whole Petuchei Chosam. But the Chasam Sofer was a Nod Dorish Mekayim. After the Chasam Sofer's Petir, at the end of the Shiva, so his Bechar, the Ksav Sofer, was Masped the Chasam Sofer. I'll read you one excerpt. This is from the Drosh's Ksav Sofer. If you have the new one, it's Mayadim Chelik Beis. It's page Tuf Resh Yud Beis. So, hey, he's talking about the same theme as the Ksav Sofer. How the Ksav Sofer was so into, it's not about your own aliyah, and if you're a Rebbe, you can't think about yourself. Your job is to make sure that the people around you are going to be better. He says, hey, how you're Dorish So last week we spoke about the Noida Yehuda gave share of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. He had to give three shiurim a day at the end of his man to make sure that he would finish it. So he says the Chasam Sofer gave share of Masechtas Avodah Zarah kama pa'amim l'shir kavua im ha'talmidim l'rtzoyna. He says, really, the Chasam Sofer learned Avodah Zarah so many times, they didn't have to give Shiran Avodah Zarah again. He said, but the Talmidim wanted it. And because Talmidim wanted it, he gave Shiran it again. V'chein lamed halachis harbei pa'amim, k'rotzein ha'talmidim l'tachlis sarcham. U'bechol pam, he says, every time the Chasam Sofer would say over the Shir that he said already, his belehem davar dibar aloifanov, himtik ma'oid lahavinam, gam l'ktani erech. He said, very often, I would see my father, the Chasam Sofer talking to people that had no shaykhis to the level that he was holding in and learning, and it didn't matter. He saw that they didn't really understand him. He said, but he would try his best to make this person be able to understand. The Gamzois, he says, even though it was hard, but for him it wasn't hard. Because he believed that was his purpose. His purpose was not to write another chelik in Shuvas Chasam Sofer. He never saw that as being his tachlis. He viewed his tachlis to go ahead and to teach talmidim, and it didn't matter who the talmidim were. That was his job. His job was to be a Yoyer Mishpatech Eliyahu V'Seiroschel Yisrael, not to ride off into the sunset. His job was to be a Mamleches Koyen and a Goy Kaddish. And as difficult as it might have been for him, it was Dvarim that was Koshin Kegidin. But again, this is a theme that repeats itself again and again in the Torah, the Chasam Sofer. This, of course, relates to what we spoke about right before Shavuos with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But again, this is quoting literally verbatim from the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. The first message the Yidden were told, it was the first thing they were told after Maimed Har Sinai, Shuvu Lachem Lo Yalechem. So many halachas that are learned from out from here. Sugyas Gedolos and Shas. The Chasam Sofer himself, one he didn't know, the other one he wasn't sure. But there's so much here in the world of Reid and Lamdas. But says the Chasam Sofer, the first thing the Yidden were told after Maimed Har Sinai was Shuvu Lachem Lo Yalechem. He says, yeah. And for some people that was hard. It was Koshin Kegidin Meshes. That's what you want to do after Maimed Har Sinai. You want to fly, you want to coast spiritually. So, but that's not the point. The point is we have to be an Am. Sgula Mikol Amen. We have to be Kayhanim, but at the same time, Kayhanim as in Yoru Mishpatecha, V'Seiroschel Yisrael. Our job is to be Mashpiyim, to contribute, and like Rav Shimon Sofer and the Ksav Sofer both said, and Er Hespedim on their father, this was very much a part of what the Chasam Sofer was, and he was very much a Na Dairishu Mekan.